وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are trying to understand the human being through the Quran and through Islam. Now, in a previous episode, we were obviously talking about self-consciousness, human beings, and animals and plants, and how we are different from them. Because one might ask, why do we even need to know these things? Well, clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He made them forget themselves. They forgot Allah, He made them forget themselves. Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, Amir al-Mu'minin says, you know yourself, you will know your Lord. In order for us to move forward, we need to understand who we are. If we don't understand who we are and what we are meant to be doing, then obviously this whole life becomes futile. There's just no point to it, is there? Okay? So we were talking about self-consciousness, world consciousness. Should we just indulge ourselves in our desires and our pleasures, or should we do something else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires? So when we are looking at human beings, we see that the human beings, in terms of habits, in terms of character, we are potential creatures. We are devoid of any habits at the time of our birth. We come slate clean. And this is contrary to animals, because animals are born with certain habits and certain character. So they perform it from day one. Even at sometimes the mother lays an egg or gives a birth and she leaves completely. And the child takes over as if he knows what to do. Human beings, however, we gradually from birth, we start to develop our character and we start to add more to our habits as we get older, and we create another dimension of ourselves, not just the born baby dimension, but now we are something more. The human being is, in effect, the only creature endowed by the law of creation with the ability to fashion their future, their guidelines, as they wish. So, for example, an animal cannot shape its future. An animal will always live in the same place that it's supposed to be living in. You don't see a lion creating a castle to live in. A lion will always sleep on a rock, under a rock, under a tree. That's it. That's all he's been designed to. Human beings, I can shape my future. I can design my guidelines, which is a very great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having that, which implies that as opposed to the human beings being physically completed in the mother's womb and becomes perfect, psychologically we develop our characters and our habits later on. And then that character needs to take, obviously, Islamic teachings, which is in the form of ethics, in the form of laws, and we become larger and larger, and you know, we can destine our future. We can put a goal and aim on it. We're not aimless, or we don't not live in a maze where we have to do one, two, three to exist or coexist with others. And that what differentiates human beings from others. So we have the right to shape our future. We have the guidelines and we have the power to do so. And unless we use that, then we remain in the animal kingdom. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we're talking about human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me in a way where I can shape and design my future. I can progress. I can self-develop. I can develop physically and I can develop mentally. Unlike any other creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, we have that capacity. We have the ability. We need to move beyond that. So knowing that I can do these things, it gives me self-awareness. Having that self-awareness, I should be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at the same time, aware of my fellow human beings. Because sometimes my interests and my desires and my wishes collides with others. Or I try to build my future on the efforts on others, sometimes on even the blood of others, as you can see from all these wars that we have seen and are seeing in this world, from all the, you know, the greed that we see in so many governments and so many people and so many organizations, that they deprive people of everything for their personal gains. And obviously, I don't need to give you examples of that. I'm very sure you can think of so many. So these people, these organizations, these systems, they are world aware. They just want for themselves and they don't want anything for others. So they shape their future. They draw their guidelines on harming other people. Islamically, my future and the guidelines that I have to draw from myself have to be aligned with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me. And one of them, one of the wants and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that I have to make sure that I am not hurting and harming my other fellow human beings. They have rights, and I have rights, and I need to give people their rights, they give me my rights. So understanding the fact that I have to and have the capacity to shape my future, at the same time, I need to be able to know that I cannot transgress and I cannot oppress other people. And this brings us to the topic of will and free will. Are we free to do whatever we want? Can we create our futures the way we want? Are there guidelines or no? Are we completely, powerless, if I can say the least? We have no power whatsoever. Or is it in between? Is it things I can do and things I cannot do? So also, this is a very sensitive topic that needs to be dealt thoroughly. Inshallah, if we have the time, we can start to slowly talk about the free will of the human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you these capacities to grow, self-develop, become self-aware, and shape our futures, and especially the future of the afterlife, because this world that we live in is very limited, it's very, very small, and it's non-existence compared to the world that we will go later. So I need to shape my future in the afterlife using this world, but obviously not on the expense of other people. This is what's important because they have rights. I need to make sure these rights are preserved. We will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله. اللهم صل على محمد وآله.